Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today is a bright day across Israel. Clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with temperatures comfortably warm. In Haifa, a gentle breeze complements the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports just in that Iran has attacked Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, and Qatar with drones and missiles following U.S. strikes. Three people, including a child, were hurt by falling debris in Kuwait. Qatar calls it a dangerous escalation, as it's hit for the first time since April. Also, Walla reports earlier this hour that Iranian military personnel were killed in American strikes. This follows a series of overnight attacks by American forces. Also this hour, JNS shares that the IDF has declassified the first operational order of the Second Lebanon War. The order indicates preparations for massive Katyusha rocket fire on the home front. Separately, I-24 News reports that the Palestinian Authority is pushing UNESCO to bypass Israeli management of West Bank heritage sites. And finally, JTA informs us from earlier today that Lindsey Graham, a pro-Israel Republican senator, has died suddenly at 71. His last visit to Israel was in February. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the White House flag is lowered to half-staff after Senator Lindsey Graham's death. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, shared earlier today their sadness over Senator Graham's passing, recognizing his pivotal role in U.S.-Israel relations and American national security. Ynet Global reports earlier today that Iran vows to defend the Strait of Hormuz, with Qatar reserving the right to respond to recent strikes. Jordan and Bahrain also condemned Iran's actions. Let's go deeper, starting with the escalating tension in the Middle East. Times of Israel details that Iran's strikes on Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, and Qatar come as a retaliation to American military actions. The situation risks broader regional instability, with Qatar already condemning the moves. As the conflict unfolds, the potential for increased military engagement remains high. Turning to the American strikes on Iran, Walla reports that the overnight operations resulted in the death of Iranian military personnel. The strikes are part of a broader U.S. strategy to counter Iranian influence in the region. This development may strain U.S.-Iran relations further, impacting diplomatic channels. Meanwhile, JNS reveals that the IDF's declassification of the Second Lebanon War's operational order highlights a focus on Katyusha rocket threats. This historical context underscores ongoing security concerns in northern Israel, reminding citizens of past conflicts' challenges. In a related development, I-24 News covers the Palestinian Authority's efforts with UNESCO. The push to bypass Israeli heritage site management adds another layer to the complex West Bank dynamics. This maneuver might affect future negotiations over cultural and historical claims. And finally, reflecting on Senator Lindsey Graham's sudden death, JTA highlights his significant contributions to Israel-U.S. relations. His leadership on issues like missile defense and the strategic alliance leaves a lasting legacy. This loss could influence future policy discussions and American legislative support for Israel. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that AI companies are racing to manage usage, with Tel Aviv-based startup Stig ahead of the curve. Founded by former New Relic colleagues, the company offers real-time control over software credits. Their proactive approach highlights Israel's role in global tech innovation. Separately, CTech announces that the Israel Innovation Authority is leading a $23.3 million investment to form an AI consortium. Partners include NVIDIA and other firms aiming to develop next-generation AI technologies. This initiative underscores Israel's commitment to maintaining its edge in artificial intelligence. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores how real estate developers are adapting to a cooling market. With flexible financing and virtual reality options, they aim to attract buyers. This shift reflects broader economic adjustments as the housing sector navigates changing demands. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.